Mark Allam tells us, I started collecting as a youngster, probably around the age of 9. There was an innocence to the pursuit at that tender age, one that I miss. As you get older, you acquire more and more emotional baggage, more life experience, and it forces you to readdress the way you look at life and artifacts. This can be a trap for the serious collector, as mortality and objects are closely associated. As a boy, I would leave home on my bicycle, a spade strapped to the crossbar, cycle several miles, and spend hours digging at an old bottle dump. The dark, cinder-blackened earth that characterized 19th-century dumps belied the potential treasure that I eagerly sought. The Cods and Hamiltons, old bottles that I loaded into my father's canvas rucksack, ready for the long slog home. I washed them in a plastic bowl in the garden, scoured off the rust stains, and arranged them on the shelves in my bedroom. Now it's different. As I grew older, the objects began to acquire voices. They started to speak to me. The bottles were no longer inanimate objects fashioned from silica, sodium carbonate, and lime. My desire to acquire objects with louder voices grew, and instead of mineral water and sauce bottles, I wanted 18th-century claret bottles resplendent with seals. Now I wanted to know who had owned them, and there you have it. I had caught the disease that is antiques. There is no known cure. Words of Mark Allam from his book, The Antiques Magpie. Allam has been a regular on the BBC's Antiques Roadshow. Mark Allam succumbed to the lure of glass bottles. Wouldn't he have had a field day delving into the collections at the Dorflinger Glass Museum here in Wayne County? We're told Wayne County had over 70 glass manufacturers and cutting and decorating shops at one time, and in one of the galleries at the museum, you can see a large dark olive carboy, which is a large bottle used for holding corrosive liquid. It was made at the second glass factory in Wayne County, in operation outside Bethany from 1816 to 1848. Also on display, there is a bottle and basket from the Honesdale Glass Works. All that we learn from the Dorflinger Glass Museum website. For over 50 years, the Women's Club of Honesdale has been celebrating the history of the region and antiques from far and wide with an annual show and sale to advance their community-building mission. If you've been bitten by Mark Allam's antiques bug, you're invited to the annual Wayne County Art and Antiques Show and Sale this Saturday and Sunday, July 9th and 10th, at the Wayne Highlands Middle School. Joan Green and Janet Liebert co-chair the event, and they stopped in at the WVIA studios to talk with us about the show and its history. Joan Green.
It's the 54th year for the Antique Show and Sale. The Women's Club has been going on for about 77 or 78 years now, because we celebrated our 75th a few years ago, so we're into the late 70s for the Women's Club organization. But the show is, it's the 54th Antique Show and Sale, and we're very excited that it's gone on that long, and it does provide us with funds for all sorts of things within the community. Scholarships for seniors, fire companies, we give to non-profit organizations in and around the Honesdale area.
And we started out years ago, it was the hospital's project, and we only had about 10 or 12 dealers at that time. And then it just grew and grew. Now we got about 50 or more.
We have over 50 dealers this year.
Yeah, so it has really grown over the years.
Not only do people like the way you handle it, but the people who have antiques find that you do a very good job at bringing people together with their wares.
And yes, we have a consignment shop where they can bring their items. And, of course, then that goes back to the community, and they get a chance to sell their antiques. So that's a big help, too.
And you often support local artists as well.
We do. We're very excited this year. Last year, we had just one piece of work from each of the artists because the artist tour was the same weekend. This year, the tour is not until August. So we are fortunate to have, I think the count is up to 12 artists now that will be joining us as dealers and bring many of their items, and they will be there explaining their work and showing their work. So we have a whole new section. It's actually back to an art and antiques show this year. So we have a new section with members of the Arts Alliance there also, along with antiques.
And we have an appraiser, Maggie Winchester, who is excellent, and she has a big write-up in the happenings, and she will be there appraising 5 items. So bring your items in.
You can bring items up to 5 that she will appraise. She likes to also delve into the history of the item, tell you as much history as she can find, and not just its worth monetarily, but the history that goes along with the item. So,
and then we have on-site restoration of caning and
glass. Charles Sorrells from down below Stroudsburg is our glass repairer, and you can bring the piece and he will start working on it right then. He works for the 2 days, and some people get to take it back, and I think he packs up some of the items. If it's a larger project, he packs it up and takes it back with him, and then you get a newly restored piece. So he will do clear glass, cut glass.
And then we have homemade refreshments that are excellent. Everybody comes for the pies.
Pies, salads, pies, you can have salads. Lunch there, very reasonable prices. And again, that all goes into the amount that we make and back to the community.
What kinds of specialties do you find among the dealers?
Well, they have jewelry, housewares, books, pictures.
Cut glass. Cut glass is a big one in our area, of course, because of all the cut glass that was made in Wayne County, particularly in Honesdale and White Mills, Dorflinger glass. And the dealers that come with cut glass tend to bring more glass that was made in the Honesdale area because they know people are looking for that. So they bring the Dorflinger glass, they bring the T.B. Clark glass, they bring many of the Honesdale glass pieces that were made right there. And we're thrilled to have them bring that kind of glass because people are looking to add to their collections. And so we have lots of cut glass. We have linens. We have a lady that brings
beautiful linens.
And but you can go from marbles to hummels to
rugs. Sometimes we have rugs and whatever as antique.
I would say it's a complete range of anything that you might be looking for, whether it's crocks, pottery, stoneware, earthenware, all those things, tools, farm tools, dolls. There's a doll collector there. If you collect dolls, there's a man with antique dolls. Lots of signage from, you know, the 50s when we had signs all over. You can find a wealth of history there. And the dealers themselves are very knowledgeable. So you can get a history lesson from each dealer that you go to, whether they're talking about glass or tools or Roseville pottery. And so you get a history lesson at each booth if you want to spend. You can spend a lot of time at the show. You can spend hours at the show, really, because you get so many history lessons from each different antique dealer.
Also, tell us about the facility, because it is comfortable. If it's July, we always know it could be hot.
We're in the Wayne Highlands Middle School on Grove Street in Honesdale, and it's an air-conditioned facility, so it's comfortable when you get in there, and lots of space. You have to wander through the halls. It's not just in one area, but you go from hallway to classrooms and cafeteria and home ec room and all kinds of rooms. And it's an amazing event that can take your whole afternoon if you'd like to give it.
And we have a program with the maps where you go around and that list of all the dealers so that you can pick it out yourself and go around.
And we're pleased to have an area now where the organizations that we support bring either a trifold board or information that's available that you can find out about Destin Animal Shelter or the Wayne County Historical Society or the hospital. They bring us their information, and we have tables where we set up their information because those are the groups that we support, and that's what we're trying to do with the Antique Show, is just give more support to the community organizations that we reach out to. So we have a whole area now with that information available for the organizations that we support.
And we also have an information table that we put other antique shows and information, what's valuable in the future for them to go to see. So we have information tables.
What's happening in Wayne County? Mm-hmm. There's a Wayne County information table. So if you're looking for what's happening around the lake, you can find it there. So we try to be information-based also. about what's happening in our community because we are a community organization.
And we know people can make, as you suggest, a day of the show, but also you could have a chance to attend the show and then maybe a concert at the Dorflinger Saddam Wildlife Sanctuary.
Yes. Can be a whole weekend in Honesdale, really, because there are events going on in the area other than the antique show. Of course, we really want you to come to the antique show first.
And we're thanking you in advance.
Yes.
Are you two co-chairs?
We're
co-chairs. We are, and we started in January with our meetings. We meet at least once a month with all of the chairmen for publicity or dealers or food. You know, there are a lot of different groups working.
Yes, within the committee.
It is a big undertaking, and we are all volunteers. The only other activity that we do outside of supporting organizations is the planters on Main Street itself. The Women's Club has provided the planters, provides
flowers.
The plants, and does the planting. And so we make money for that on the flower show bus trip that we go to the Philadelphia Flower Show every March to provide for the planters for Main Street. And we have wonderful help through the borough. The borough maintenance people help us with them. And then the Main Street merchants are in charge of the pot that's in front of their place.
To do the watering.
And they take care of it all summer. And then hire a construction company, picks them up for us again, brings them back to the maintenance shed. The borough takes care of it. So it's a community effort.
And we do also try to do something for the veterans. We do a parade and support them with floats. So we are community-minded.
We are so thankful to groups that will help us. And we just invite all of the community to come out on July 9th and 10th. July 9th is a Saturday. We are open from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. On July 10th is Sunday. We are open from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have yellow cards with black print all over. Or you can find us at www.womensclubofhonesdale.com. And we just hope that we will have just a spectacular weekend. Jan and I are personally so excited. We can't believe that it is next weekend.
Week already.
We did have all this time in January, and now in the blink of an eye, it's here.
And thank everybody for their support and help us make it a successful event.
Joan Green and Janet Liebert of the Women's Club of Honesdale, co-chairs of the 54th Annual Wayne County Art and Antiques Show and Sale, Saturday and Sunday, July 9th and 10th, at Wayne Highlands Middle School, 482 Grove Street in Honesdale, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information online, womensclubofhonesdale.com, womensclubofhonesdale.com. There will be over 50 antiques dealers and a whole host of regional artists, on-site expert restoration specialists in crystal glass, chair caning, rattan, and others. And Maggie Winchester is an appraiser, and she'll be on hand. And there are wonderful homemade pies and more, homemade refreshments, and attic treasures. And that's the consignment sale by the Wayne Memorial Hospital Auxiliary. It's the Women's Club of Honesdale presenting the 54th Annual Wayne County Art and Antiques Show and Sale, Saturday and Sunday, July 9th and 10th, Saturday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Wayne Highlands Middle School, 482 Grove Street in Honesdale. For more information on the web, womensclubofhonesdale.com, womensclubofhonesdale.com.